Good morning, everyone. This is session 3022, Benefits and Power of Partnerships, and I'm Toby Citron at the University of Michigan School of Public Health, and I'm going to be co-presenting with Tricia Pachowski.
Hi, I'm at the Michigan Institute for Clinical and Health Research, also at the University of Michigan.
And we won't do this in unison, but we will. I'll be introducing our first two presentations, Tricia, our second two presentations, and she will moderate what we hope will be a 10-minute question and answer session at the end. Each of our presentations will be timed for up to 20 minutes. And our first presentation is entitled Enhancing Research Readiness of a Grassroots Community-Based Service Provider Organization Through Individualized Coaching by Experienced CBPR Practitioners in East Harlem, New York City. First presenter will be someone who is a very distinguished graduate from our School of Public Health, Angel Palermo. She's the chair of the Harlem Community and Academic Partnership, an independent 501c3 organization based in East Harlem, is best described as a community and academic partnership with a community-driven and action-oriented approach to health research and health policy that is based on the social determinants of health. And I have to add a sentence here because shortly after she graduated from us and went to work at Mount Sinai in New York, where she is still on faculty, the New York Times had a front-page picture of her leading doctors from Mount Sinai on a tour of the neighborhood so they could start understanding the conditions, environmental, social, otherwise, that led to their presenting themselves at the hospital. So without further ado, and her co-presenter, that's why Tricia's next to me, her co-presenter is Janet Carter, who has spent her professional career working with women, youth, and families living with chronic health issues, including 6 years with SMART, the Sisterhood Mobilized for AIDS HIV Research and Treatment. She's worked as case manager, therapist, health educator, advocate, researcher, and administrator to help others in their navigation of the health system and improve their quality of life. Janet received her master's in social work from Columbia University School of Social Work and is licensed in New York State. So I'll turn you over to Angel and to Janet.
Well, thank you. We're very excited to be here today talking about the work that we've been doing for the past 2 years. It's a really wonderful situation to be here to share kind of what it actually means to have a true partnership. And that really has been a process. And that process in and of itself has created a wonderful community. It has built bridges, and it's also, I think, really improved both partners in the situation. So my name is Janet. I am the co-presenter representing SMART, the very long community-based service provider organization. And really, one of the things that we understood at SMART was that we wanted to be part of the conversation. Although we are a small grassroots organization with a very limited staff, we reach a great number of people in our work, and what we do, we think, is important in the larger conversation around health, in particular around HIV and AIDS, especially as it relates to women and families. So when we wanted to be part of that discussion, we realized that we wanted to be truly engaged in that conversation. We were not there as a repository of data. Our women were not there in order to just be another part of a research project. We were part of the conversation. And so we were very, very lucky and very, very proud that we were able to find HCAP and Angel to help us with this process, because it is one of those things where, as a CBO, especially a small with limited budget, in order to have that time and expertise to engage in research, it becomes something that we need help. We need expertise. We need others to work with us and not to take from us. And so one of these things is really learning how to be a partner and really learning what does research mean in the context of our work. So we really were able to engage in a process of learning about ourselves, learning about our population, being able to engage and learn about what else is happening around us. And that process started with our founding director receiving the Robert Wood Johnson Community Health Leader Award. And through that, really talking with this larger population of people across the country that's doing similar work, innovative work, work that perhaps is outside of the box, and figuring out how that can translate into something that can work with us and also that we can share with others. And through that network, we were reintroduced to NGEL and specifically introduced to HCAP, which was essential in our pathway towards research readiness and leads us to really understanding the fact that it's not an us versus them mentality, that this isn't a community-based organization versus an established research institution, that there really are opportunities, researchers, public health experts that are just as committed to our mission, just as committed to really wanting to understand what are the best ways to help the people that we are serving. But also, we had a very specific goal ourselves. So yes, we want to be part of the conversation. Yes, we wanted to have an opportunity to share how our programs are effective, to perhaps show others another way to build community, to help improve quality of life for women. But in particular, we wanted to ensure that we had a strong base and foundation, that we had infrastructure that would continue on. After 15 years in operation, we wanted to showcase what we had accomplished during that time. And through that, we needed help in strengthening our infrastructure. And it really started at a very basic level, which we'll get into that process, but it started with building trust. It started about creating community. That was the core of what SMART was at the beginning, when a group of HIV-positive women gathered together to find out information about what was going on, to find out information about what this medicine is, to find out information about how to help their children. That really was the key to SMART, and that's also the core of what started this partnership as well. And that also then included, how can we best evaluate our programs? How do we figure out the questions we want to ask? And how do we engage all of our stakeholders in that process? So one of the things that I think was really amazing about this process was that our partners came to us, that it really started at SMART, at learning about who we are, at about asking those very basic fundamental questions of what is our mission? What is our vision? How do we achieve that? When someone walks through the door, what do they see? And from that, how can we build up what we already do into a way that others who have a different perspective, who don't necessarily live in our community or work in our population, can also see the worth of what we do? So it really has been multi-layered in what we're achieving, and it has been a process that has enhanced, I think, all of us, and we've learned a lot. I think we've given some back, and it's been something that we are very proud to have been a part of and to kind of share that process with you. And I'm going to turn it over to Angel to kind of talk about the last 2 years.
Thanks, Shannon. So this graphic is intended to illustrate the process we've gone through. It wasn't intended to design this way. We didn't design it in advance. But we sat and reflected and gave ourselves time to think about how we got to where we are at this point. So going where the action is a really important sort of principle, and I'll deconstruct that in a minute. But that really is a space where particularly our community partner SMART started to see other people like them and other organizations like them splashing around in this world called research and trying to figure out, well, who's doing what and how to do it best. That led to very specific coaching conversations between HCAP and SMART, which meant it was a lot of time. And I will say that time is the most probably critical factor in just building readiness, which then led to what HCAP sort of created, without necessarily planning, but developing a research readiness team, which is now committed to SMART as a sort of sub-partnership, if you will, to support SMART's ability to conduct its own research. So what do I mean by going where the action is? Janet mentioned earlier that Susan's recognition as an RWJ scholar was really the first entree of her being exposed to this world of community-engaged research, and it connected her to a network that she didn't know could actually connect her and connect her, actually circle back to the neighborhood in East Harlem. And what was fascinating is that what we've learned over time, particularly in HCAP, is that you have to be positioned to particularly community members and community organizations that are interested in research and curious, that you have to sort of see what it's like a little bit, get a taste and feel for it before committing. And so going where the action is was really trying to position SMART and the staff of SMART to be at meetings and spaces to meet others. Now, that, of course, takes money. And SMART didn't always have money, and neither did HCAP. And so we figured out ways along the way to sort of, you know, pitch in here where we could to support their actual presence at these meetings and conferences. So it just cannot be understated to expose new and novice sort of community partners and individuals to seasoned community partners particularly. And so then the coaching discussions happen. Well, what does that really look like? That meant Angel went to SMART on a number of occasions, and we had conversations over coffee, and we talked a lot about SMART. And it was a way for HCAP to build its own understanding and recognition of what SMART's role is in the neighborhood, its history particularly, and understanding why it needed to exist. And so these conversations were highly individualized, right? So it wasn't about necessarily HIV-positive women of color. It was about Susan Rodriguez, who is a woman of color, HIV-positive, why she founded that organization, and why in East Harlem. And so it was rooted in the historical context of those experiences, the intersection of the issues of HIV, of East Harlem, of women, and so forth. And so that is what became so individualized. And then it was about how the program portfolio started, and why did they choose to start with nutrition versus HIV prevention? Or why did they choose to focus on building computer skills? Or why did they choose to take a university sort of approach and build out a curriculum? We needed to understand that, because that backed into how they were collecting information and why they chose to collect the information they collected. So we had very long, long conversations. And what was fulfilling about it is that we clicked, bottom line. This is about relationships. So we clicked. We had very deep and intimate conversations about how this was a personal cause for both of us in many ways. And then we started realizing that there were no men in the room, but that we were sort of equipped with this set of knowledge and sort of trade skill of research and service provision to really do something special. So the coaching discussions were the juiciness, in my opinion, of this building the research readiness. So then we decided, well, let's build a team. And I turned to HCAP, and we put the call out. And I will say this, at HCAP, one of the things we realized, we've been a long-standing community academic partnership for the past 16 years. And we just became a 501c3 2 years ago. So one of the things we committed ourselves to was coaching community-based organizations and individuals who were interested in engaging in research and reducing their vulnerability of being taken advantage of and or not being the most powerful partner they could be in a research partnership. And so we do coach other community-based organizations in East Harlem specifically. And so one of the ways we've sort of responded to that was like, well, where are the members in HCAP that can organize themselves to form a team that has the research skill set that particular organization may need at this sort of moment? And it was, we take on this idea of what I call IJITE, individualized just-in-time education, right? So we were like sort of this IJITE research readiness team, and we would organize ourselves. So with SMART in particular, members of HCAP included myself, Monica Rivera-Mint, who's a neuro-AIDS clinical psychologist with a focus on neuro-AIDS disparities, and Janice Scobie, a physician cardiologist, all women of color, all living in Harlem, and all trained at the doctorate level in various professions with a research background. And so, and all with a background in community-based, community-engaged research. And it actually became a very it resulted in, upon reflection, a really important critical success factor that these three women of color, who happen to be also trained in medicine, in clinical psychology, public health, with a research skill set, is now connected to this community-based organization that is specifically designed for women of color living with, affected by HIV. And so it was a very unique and, quite frankly, beautiful relationship that we were creating. So what did we do with research readiness? We started really through the coaching discussions. What emerged were these sort of five areas that needed to be focused on. We needed to understand the data. Where was the data? Like, where? What file on the computer is the data? Literally, right? Like, what does it look like? Is it in a Word document, in an Excel document? Where do you put that paper? Where does the paper come from that you collect this information, and who puts that in the file? So we needed to understand the data collection, the storage, and really have a conversation about data integrity, right? Are you collecting what you said you want to collect, and why are you even collecting that? Why are you even asking that question? Then basic research skills, like what do you know how to do? Let's just start from there. What do you know how to do? This is what we know how to do. Okay, so then we had this conversation like that's, it's a weak skill that you have. We got to strengthen that, or it's a skill you do not have, and we have to teach you and provide ways for you to build that capacity. Organizational infrastructure is what opened up a really important conversation for SMART, because we started realizing that their infrastructure was not a match for where they wanted to go with research. And that opened up a whole conversation about how do we build out the infrastructure. You know, this is an organization that, at its best, had four part-time employees. At its best. So we had to figure out how an infrastructure could support not only existing service provision, but research. Time was critically important. We needed to sit down and figure this all out. And resources, clearly, was always an important factor that are needed to not only do what we wanted to do, but continue the work in sustainability. So our success so far has been really evaluating all the data collection tools. We created a really robust organizational logic model. Even talking about what the hell a logic model is and why we do it was, we had to get through that first and then put it together and then define everything. And I was the one that said, say what we mean and mean what we say. Why is that on there? So, and then, of course, constantly having conversations about integrating all this work and say, like, if you are engaged by a research organization or individual and they come at you with a logic model or they come at you with this, you already know now what this is and what it's not, and how to ask the questions about data collection and evaluation of data. And even with our own network of the Research Readiness team, we are constantly looking for ways to collaborate with SMART on potential research funding. So far we've had a few results and products. This is an ongoing relationship. That's why we call it a work in progress. The photo here shows Susan Rodriguez at the International AIDS Conference presenting our partnership there this past year in Australia. So it's fantastic to see her. And the other photos are women of SMART and other staff engaged in some of the programs and activities. But we established a memorandum of agreement between HCAP and SMART to hold ourselves accountable in this partnership. We documented over time this work together, and again, we're documenting as we go along. And I think positioning is really important, that we're learning from HCAP's experience in this work, how to help position other organizations for research opportunities, but that they are SMART and smarter engaging in those relationships and those partnerships, and they're not afraid about being straight about and direct about the questions, like, I would like to see the budget, please, right? I would like to be clear on how long this is going to last, and these are our rules of engagement. You want to play with us, we'll play with you in these ways. Of course, trust was the most critical factor. The fact that we all came with these sort of backgrounds of shared relatedness made a difference, quite frankly. And so there has been a mutual investment and growth on both sides of the partnership. So our next steps right now are to continue our relationship. We are supporting SMART however we can. The Research Readiness team actually was invited to be a part of the advisory board of SMART, so you'll see a photo of us, I think, later. But now we are a part of the organization. We're not just a partner. We are literally a part of it now. And so our commitment is even greater. It's in our heart and soul. It's not just intellectual. And so we've been committed to really strengthening their data collection tools, positioning them for and developing stronger proposals for service provision services, and then continuing to connect SMART in ways that will help SMART be what it needs to be. So I think we're going to leave it for any. We have 2 minutes left for question and answers. I just want to acknowledge all the women of SMART and our members of HCAP. So hopefully I wasn't too fast.
Comment, and then we'll be back on.
Sure.
I think this is just one example of what Angela was talking about building up capacity, because this is my first time presenting.